can't, after his denials, was Jesus excluded from that? Was Peter excluded from that?
So, 彼得, 无认主之后, 彼得从神的事工当中被解除了吗?
Without John,
sorry.
That's okay.
没有,
go ahead. Okay. Without John 21, we'd be left to wonder what happened between Jesus and Peter.
如果没有约翰福音的第21章, 我们可以会想, 在彼得否认了主善事之后, 主基督耶稣和彼得之间发生了什么样的事情?
Would we have Acts 1 and 2?
我们是不是还会有使徒行传第1章和第2章?
Would we see the church age grow?
我们仍然看教会可以增长吗?
Praise God that the Bible tells us what happened to Peter.
感谢神, 圣经告诉我们, 彼得接下来发生了什么样的事情?
The first point I want us to see is a night of fruitlessness.
So, 第一点我要讲的是, 没有结果的夜晚。
And in this scripture, Peter is struggling.
在圣经当中我们也可以看到, 彼得正在苦苦地挣扎。
Peter says, I am going fishing.
So, 彼得说,我要去钓鱼。
And you get the feeling that Peter just wanted to be alone at that time.
给你一种感觉,彼得在那个时间,他只想一个人待着。
Everything about this scene shouts disappointment.
So, 每一件事在这样的场景,都是告诉你一种悲伤。
The Bible says, it was night.
在圣经上说,这是一个夜晚。
And we've seen this before in the Bible.
我们在圣经当中看见过这个夜晚。
When Judas left the upper room before betraying Jesus, it was night.
当犹大离开了那个二楼的房间去出卖主基督耶稣,那也是一个夜晚。
When Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says there was 3 hours of darkness.
当主被挂在十架上的时候,那有3个小时是黑暗的。
There's no word from the Lord in this scripture.
圣经上没有说任何的事情在那段时间。
And everything about verses 1 through 3 looked like there was no desire for service to Jesus.
说从约翰福音的21章1到3,好像没有看到主对我们发出有任何的信息。
The Bible says the night was fruitless because they caught no fish.
圣经上说这是一个没有结果的夜晚，因为他们没有捕到任何的鱼。
But I think they forgot one thing.
我想他们忘记了一件重要的事情。
John 15:5.
在约翰福音第15章的第5节。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离开了我,你们就不能做什么。Peter
was once so zealous for the Lord.
彼得曾经是一个非常热心的门徒。But
now he's doing what he wants to do.
他总是做他想要做的事情。He's
going fishing.
现在他去捕鱼。He's
going back to that job he had before he knew Jesus.
他又回到了他认识主基督耶稣以前他的工作。
And not only that, he's leading others with him.
不仅那样,而且他带着其他的人跟随他一起回到他旧的职业。
Verse 3, the others say, we will come with you.
其他人说,我们也和你同去。
See, Peter is our lead disciple.
彼得是这些门徒的领袖。
Others are following him.
其他人跟随彼得。
And he's leading those others away from Jesus back to their old jobs and their old habits.
他是把这些人,把他们领回去了,他们认识基督之前的工作。
What is going on with Peter?
说,彼得发生了什么样的事情?
During this night, I think he's recalling all those past failures.
所以在这个晚上,他可能想到自己所有一切的错误和失误。
He's thinking of the night when Jesus was arrested.
他想到 的事情。
When he was falsely tried.
当他被错误的判刑的时候。
And when he was led to the cross while Peter would deny him.
他被钉在了十字架上，在那一天，彼得三次不认主。
See, Peter was embarrassed.
彼得感到尴尬和羞耻。
He was humiliated.
他觉得是一个非常大的耻辱。
He knew he failed Jesus in the worst possible way.
他知道他让主觉得
失望了。失望了。
他知道他让主失望了。
Peter was falling back to those old ways of living.
彼得回到了他过去认识主之前的旧的生活。
And I wonder if this is many Christians today.
我总是在想，是不是很多的基督徒今天也经历同样的事情？
There was a time of zealousness and joy for Christ.
这一段时间，你对主基督耶稣非常有热心。
But Jesus feels a little distant right now.
但是现在呢，主基督耶稣好像离你很远。
And we slowly drift away from our relationship with Jesus.
我们一点一点离开了主基督耶稣，误入了歧途。
That may be some of us today.
也许我们当中的某一个人就处在这样的境况。
You might be here in a dark spot of life.
你可能是处在你生命当中黑暗的时刻。
Can I tell you this is where I met the Lord in a dark spot in my life?
我可以告诉你吗？就是我现在觉得我在我黑暗的时刻。不是神的黑暗的时刻。
I promise though, you're in the right place.
我知道你是在一个正确的地方。
After a night of fruitlessness for Peter, point two comes a day of hopefulness.
经过了一夜没有结果的黑暗，接下来的是充满希望的一天。
Just as the dawn is breaking,And the light begins to shine.
就在黎明破晓，光芒开始闪耀的时候。
Guess who's standing on the shore?
谁站在岸边？
It's the light of the world.
是生命的光。
It's Jesus.
是主基督耶稣。
But the disciples don't recognize him yet.
但是他的门徒没有认出他来。
He's about 100 yards away.
他大约在100码之外的地方。
And Jesus shouts out, "Have you caught anything yet?"
耶稣对他们大声地喊，你们捕到了鱼吗？
They say one word, "No."
他们说了一句话，没，不。
And what does Jesus say? "Cast your nets on the other side of the boat."
主基督耶稣说了什么？说在另外一边撒网。
And they pull in a great number of fish.
结果他们捕上来很多的鱼。
And that's when John says in verse 7, it's the Lord.
这是约翰，这是看见了，这是主。
And Peter, in his usual haste, launches himself into the water and starts swimming to Jesus.
说彼得像他往常一样，他赶紧的跳到了水里，游向了主基督耶稣。
This is the second time Jesus gives them this instruction.
这是第二次主基督耶稣告诉他们在船的另一边下网。
In Luke chapter 5, Peter says, "Go away from me, Lord."
在路加福音的第五章，彼得曾经跟主基督耶稣说，主啊，离开我吧。
That's the first time Jesus tells them, "Cast your nets on the other side."
那是第一次主基督耶稣告诉他们在船的另外一边撒网。
The second time, Peter wants to draw nearer and closer to the Lord.
So, 第二次彼得想要接近主。
And this is where Peter gets half of the gospel correct.
这是彼得，他得到了福音的头前一部分正确。
He has a desire to be near the Lord.
他渴望亲近主。
But here we also see Peter's main flaw.
在这里我们也看到了彼得的缺点。
His own efforts.
他自己的努力。
His own impulsiveness in diving into the water.
他自己的冲动跳进水里。
Swimming, working for the Lord.
游泳，努力地 的为主做。
Working to gain Jesus' approval.
但是他这么做是为了得到神对他的认可。
In verse 11, we see Peter pulling the entire net of fish onto the shore.
在第十一节我们看到彼得他自己一个人拉动整个的网。
Peter always felt like he had to outdo everybody else.
彼得总是觉得他需要超越其他任何的人。
He was always the first to speak up.
他总是第一个人说话。
He was the first to pull out his sword and fight for Jesus.
他是第一个人抽出剑为主而征战。
And today he's the first to jump into the water and swim to shore.
今天他是第一个人跳进水里。
And by the way, I understand that in my personal life.
顺便说一句，在我自己的生命当中，我理解这一点。
I feel like sometimes I have to juggle all these ministry things that I'm doing.
有的时候我觉得我自己需要做任所有的事工。
Preaching and Bible studies.
传道，圣经研究。
Discipleship and Christian, and scripture memory.
门徒训练，经文的记忆。
Tithing and mission trips.
十一奉献，宣教。
I feel like if I would drop any of those, I would disappoint Jesus.
如果任何一项这样事工掉了下来，我都觉得我让神失望了。
Or that I might lose fellowship with Jesus.
或者我失去了与神的相交。
This is exactly what Peter's doing.
彼得也是在做同样的事情。
All of these things please Jesus.
所有的事情想要取悦主基督耶稣。
But none of them can earn our salvation.
但是任何的事情都不能让我们
正得。But look what Jesus offers.
看主提供了什么。
Jesus offers an invitation to rest.
耶稣邀请你来在他里面安息。
Look at verse 12.
看第十二节。
Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
耶稣说，你们来吃早餐。
None of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord.
门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
And this is the main point of the message today.
这是今天主要的信息。
Rest and restoration begin with Jesus.
安息复兴从耶稣开始。
First, let's look at physical restoration.
首先我们看一下肉体的复兴。
Inviting Peter to the fire gives him a chance to warm up.
邀请他来到火边是给他一个热身的机会。
Jesus has fish and bread and he's inviting him to eat.
说主有面包有鱼，邀请他们一起来吃饭吃早餐。
After a fruitless night of fishing, they would be hungry.
在一整夜钓鱼之后，他们可能会非常的饥饿。
And Jesus invites Peter to have fellowship with him.
耶稣邀请彼得来跟他一起的团契。
Jesus cares about your physical well-being.
主基督耶稣关心你身体上、肉体上的需要。
If you have a problem with your body, if you're hurting or in pain,
如果你身体上有任何的问题，哪个地方疼痛或者有疾病，
Jesus cares about that.
主关心你。
Jesus cares about your physical body here on earth.
所以耶稣关心你在这个世界上的身体的健康。
But now Jesus focuses to the real issue.
现在主又把他的目光放在了真正的需要。
A spiritual restoration.
属灵的复兴。
And Jesus goes to the issue at hand.
主把这个问题放到了他自己的手上。
The issue is Peter's love for Jesus.
说的问题是彼得是否爱主基督耶稣。
Let's look at John 21:15-17.
让我们一起看约翰福音21:15-17.
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, shepherd my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的。你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是啊。你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？ 彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。Three
times, Simon, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?
耶稣问了彼得三次：彼得，你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
Three times, yes, Lord, I love you.
彼得回答了三次：是的，主啊，我爱你。
But there are different words for love in the Bible.
在圣经当中有用不同的单词来形容爱。
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
当主基督耶稣问彼得你爱我吗？
Do you have great, deep, affectionate love and care for me?
你有那种 深切的真诚的关心和忠诚爱我吗？
It's the same word used in Matthew 22:36-38. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord with all of your heart.
当时耶稣说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
It's the same word in John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
这是同样的词在约翰福音的3:16节，神爱世人。
Jesus is asking Peter, do you truly, deeply love me?
说主基督耶稣对彼得说，彼得，你真的忠诚地爱我吗？
And he does this three times in public.
主在公开的 问了彼得三次。
Why? Why three times?
为什么三次呢？
Because three times Peter denied Jesus in public.
因为三次在公开的场合，彼得不认主。
Peter responds three times, I love you.
彼得回答了三次，主我爱你。
But his word for love is more like, I like you.
但是彼得说爱的时候，更加的像我喜欢你。
Men, imagine if your wives came to you and professed their love to you. They said, I love you.
说在座的男士们，你们可以想象一下，当你的太太对你说，表达她坚贞的爱对你说，她爱你，但你的回答是我也喜欢你。
Imagine if you told your wife, I like you too.
你也对你的太太说，我也喜欢你。
That's what Peter is saying. I like you too, Lord.
在这里是彼得在说，主啊，我也喜欢你。
But Jesus is demanding commitment and love.
但是在这里，耶稣所要求的是舍身的爱。
But why is Peter reluctant?
But 为什么彼得不愿意用这样的爱来爱主？
Because Peter remembered his past failures.
因为彼得把他的注意力放在他过去的失败上。
And again, this is where Peter only gets half of the gospel right.
这是为什么彼得只一半的福音上正确。
Peter still thought he had to prove himself to Jesus.
彼得仍然认为他需要向神来证明他自己。
But the gospel message is that Jesus has already provided this gift to you.
但是福音是主基督耶稣已经把这个免费的礼物给了你。
When Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant that every failure of yours is forgiven.
当主在十字架说成了，这意味着你所有一切的失败都已经被原谅了。
There really isn't anything else you can do to make Jesus love you anymore.
没有任何的事情你能去做，让主基督耶稣爱你更多。
But Peter was still trying to earn it.
但是彼得他仍然自己想要挣得这份爱。
But a full understanding of the gospel leads you to rest in Jesus.
真正的对圣经完全的理解会让你在主基督耶稣里有安息。
Rest in your spirit that you don't have to work or prove to Jesus that you love him.
在灵里安息，你不需要向主基督耶稣证明你爱他。
Despite all of Peter's faults and failures, Peter loved the Lord, but he didn't have any rest in his soul.
彼得有很多的缺点和失败，彼得爱主，但是他没有安息。
Jesus invites him to rest.
耶稣邀请他来到主里有安息。
You no longer have to earn salvation.
你不需要来争取你自己的救恩。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
I know Peter loved Jesus.
我们知道彼得爱主。
And Jesus knew Peter loved Jesus.
主基督耶稣知道彼得爱他。
And Jesus knows those who love him in this room today.
所以主基督耶稣知道所有的人在这个房间里爱他。
Do you love the Lord Jesus?
你爱主吗？
Jesus knows that.
主知道这些。
And you don't have to prove to Jesus that you love him.
你不需要向主来证明你爱他。
Salvation is a gift.
救恩是一份礼物。
And we receive it by invitation.
So, 我们收到这份礼物，被邀请来收到这份礼物。
Jesus invites all of us to have rest and restoration with Him alone.
So, 主基督耶稣邀请所有的人在他的灵里有安息，有福星。
But then Jesus says, Peter, if you love me, serve me.
主基督耶稣说。彼得，如果你爱我，来服侍我。
Peter, if you love me, be committed to me.
彼得，如果你爱我，请委身于我。
Totally and completely and sincerely committed to Jesus.
彼得，你需要完全的、全部的、真诚的致力于主基督耶稣的事工。
Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep.Feed my sheep.
彼得，喂养我的小羊，喂养我的羊，喂养我的羊。
And because Peter loved Jesus, he would go on to pastor the church.
因为彼得爱主，所以彼得会牧养教会。
And this is the most basic requirement for pastoring the church.
这是最基本的要求，对一个教会的牧师。
It's a complete love and devotion to the Lord Jesus.
就是对主基督耶稣完全的爱和奉献。
And Peter would be completely devoted to Jesus.
And 彼得会全心的委身于主基督耶稣。
And this devotion would take over his entire life.
So 这种委身可以把他其他一切的需要拿走。
It would take precedent over his career as a fisherman.
会优先于他作为渔民的工作。
It would take precedent over his personal desires.
会优先于他个人的愿望。
Precedent over his leisure activities.
会优先于他个人的休闲活动。
Precedent over his hobbies.
优先于他自己业余爱好。
and even precedent over his own personal safety.
甚至优先于他个人的安全。
As Peter would find out in just a few verses.
所以彼得会在下边的几节经文中发现这些。
What a day this has been for Peter so far.
所以对彼得来说，这是一个多么美好的一天。
It's still morning time.
仍然是早晨。
And Peter experiences the grace of God.
彼得经历了神的恩典。
Jesus was restoring his relationship with Peter.
耶稣正在恢复他与彼得的关系。
And that leads to our third point.
这就带来了下一个点。
A lifetime of faithfulness.
一生的忠心。
Jesus makes another bold prophetic statement on Peter's life.
So, 耶稣对彼得的一生做出了另外一个陈预言。
Peter once said, I will lay down my life for you, Lord.
彼得曾经说，我愿意为你舍命。
And Jesus said, No, Peter, actually, you will deny me three times.
耶稣说，不，彼得，实际上你会不认我三次。
Now Jesus is saying, one day, Peter, when you're old and gray,
so 现在主基督耶稣说，当你老了，
when your life is in the balance,
当你生命处于平衡之中的时候，
you will have bold courage and you will not deny me.
你会有大胆的勇气，你将不会再否认我。
And tradition says that Peter would die on a cross when he was old, upside down.
So,他说彼得会在十字架上倒立着在十字架上被钉死。
But Peter's death would not be a tragedy.
但是彼得的死不会是一个悲剧。
It would be a statement.
而是一个声明。
About the glory of God.
是一个荣耀神上帝的声明。
Jesus would turn Peter's failures into triumphs.
所以主基督耶稣把彼得的失败变成了胜利。
So if God can forgive Peter of his three denials, what can Jesus forgive you of?
所以如果主可以原谅彼得三次在公开的场合不认他，你觉得主基督耶稣会原谅我们每个人吗？
What can Jesus do with you?
主会对你做什么样的事情呢？
And just when it feels like Peter is getting over the hump and he's starting to get it,
当我们感觉彼得正在克服困难的时候，他又遇到了新的问题。
Peter looks at the other disciples and says, What about this man?
所以彼得环绕他四周其他的门徒，好奇地说，这个人如何呢？
Peter started comparing himself to others.
So, 彼得开始比较他自己跟其他的人。
Jesus said in verse 22, Don't worry about him, follow me.
在第二十二节，耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何关呢？你跟从我吧。
And the primary concern of anybody serious about following Jesus and serving the Lord is to always keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and what he has for you.
就对于任何认真的信仰并且服侍主的人，最重要的事情是我们必须要专心的注视基督。
Jesus makes a slight rebuke of Peter in this scene.
就在这个时候，彼得，耶稣对彼得做了一个比较轻微的责备。
Peter, stop comparing yourself to others.
彼得，不要把你跟其他人比较。
Peter, you follow me.
彼得，你跟从我。
Peter, I want your full devotion.
彼得，我需要你全部的委身。
Peter, follow me, Jesus says.
彼得，跟随我，主基督耶稣说。
As a result, the next book in the Bible is the book of Acts.
作为这件事情的结果，下一本书在圣经当中是《使徒行传》。
And we see Peter faithfully step up at Pentecost and preach a bold message.
说我们看到彼得在五旬节的时候忠实地站出来。
He proclaims the gospel message to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria just as the Lord commands him.
就按照主的命令，彼得向耶路撒冷、犹太和撒玛利亚宣讲神的福音信息。
At this point, Peter's relationship is completely restored to Jesus.
就这个时候，彼得和主的关系完全的修复了。
So there are four truths I want us to see in this scripture today.
说在圣经里有四个真理，今天我要跟大家说。
Point one, you have to forgive yourself.
第一点，你需要原谅你自己。
I'm not saying forgive your sins. Only Jesus can forgive your sin.
我不是说要原谅你的罪，只有主基督耶稣可以免除你的罪。
But Peter had a hard time forgiving himself of the sin that he committed.
但是彼得呢，他的问题是他不能原谅他自己所犯的错误。
I've heard so many people say, "You don't know what I've done."
我听过很多人跟我说，你不知道我过去做过什么。
I don't know what you've done, but Jesus does.
我不知道你过去做过什么，但是主基督耶稣知道你做过什么。
And if you confess your sins are white as snow.
如果你认罪，你的罪就会洁白如你就会洁白如雪。
Jesus will forgive you and redeem you for His great glory.
耶稣会饶恕你，会为了他的荣耀而救赎你。
Have you completely dropped the ball for Jesus?
你曾经为了主的原因犯过错吗？
Maybe you've denied Jesus at work.
或者在你工作的时候你拒绝了主。
Maybe you've denied Jesus in front of a lost friend.
或者在你失去的朋友面前你拒绝了主。
But do you love the Lord?
你爱主吗？
He can restore your relationship with Jesus.
主可以恢复你与他的关系。
See, when Peter made these professions that Jesus, you are the Christ, Peter meant it. He believed in Jesus.
当耶稣在众人面前说，主，你是神，彼得真的是相信。
You might be here today and you're saved. You believe in Jesus, but you've made a mistake in your past.
你今天在这里，你相信神，可能在你的过往当中你犯过错误。
But Jesus, if you confess it, has already forgiven you of that sin.
如果你向主认罪，主基督耶稣已经原谅了你所犯的罪。
But Satan tries to remind us of those past failures.
但是撒旦呢，他想要提醒我们我们过去犯过的罪。
Satan will remind you of past sin in your life.
So, 撒旦呢会提醒你你在什么事情上辜负了神。
Satan loves to hold those things over your head.
撒旦喜欢把这些事情放在你的心上，放在你的头上。
But listen to this scripture.
听这段经文。
Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书第八章第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Jesus has already forgiven you of that sin.
耶稣已经赦免了你的罪。
So don't let Satan continue to remind you of past failures.
不要让撒旦不停地提醒你过去所犯的错误。
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主吗？
He forgives you.
他原谅你。
So you have to let yourself forgive yourself of your failures.
你需要赦免你自己，忘记你自己过去所犯的错误。
Point two, you have to love the Lord.
第二点，你需要爱主。
He wants your full devotion.
他需要你全部的奉献。
Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind.
马太福音第22:37，耶稣说，对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, whatever whatever then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
哥林多前书十章三十一节，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Somebody asked me this question the other day.
有人问我这个问题。
Do you love Jesus so much it hurts?
你非常非常的爱主，爱主到以致你觉得他很痛苦。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
I went away for a few days this week. I traveled for work.
我这个星期我去了其他的地方，离家。
And I missed my wife while I was gone.
我非常想念我的太太，当我在外地的时候。
And it hurt my heart to be away from her.
我觉得我心里很痛苦，因为我没有跟我的太太在一起。
Does your heart hurt when you're not spending time with Jesus?
你的心会痛吗？当你没有花时间跟主基督耶稣在一起的时候。
Do you love the Lord so much it hurts?
你会非常非常的爱主，以至于你的心会痛吗？
That's how much Jesus wants you to love him.
这是主想要你这样的爱他。
So if you love the Lord, it should be marked by a passion to, point three, serve the Lord. Jesus wants us to serve him. Go ahead, yes.
当你爱主的时候，通常会表现出来为主来委身做事的热情，主基督耶稣想要你用这样的热情来爱他。
Peter was called into great service for the Lord.
所以彼得被呼召为主做伟大的事工。
A calling to shepherd the flock of Jesus.
被呼召来牧养主基督耶稣的羊群。
To act as an under shepherd for the Lord.
就跟主一起工作，作为他们的牧者。
And I can understand this call to pastor a church.
我可以理解这个对彼得的呼召。
Acts 1 through 12 show us how Peter would be obedient to the command to shepherd the church.
就在使徒行传的第一章到十二章，都是在说彼得如何的服从神，忠心的侍奉主基督耶稣对他的呼召。
But you may say, Eric, that's good for you.
你可能会说 ，Eric， 这对你有好处。
Peter, that's great for you.
或者对彼得说，彼得，这就对你有好处。
Maybe you say, I'm not called to pastor a church.
但是我没有被呼召成为一个教会的牧者。
No, but we're all called to serve the church.
但是我们所有的人都被呼召来服侍主的教会。
There are spiritual gifts for every single believer in Jesus.
我们每一个人都有从圣灵收到的恩赐。
And if you love Jesus, serve Jesus.
如果你爱主，你就要出来服侍主。
But this shouldn't be confused with sharing your faith.
你不能混淆于每一个人都需要分享你的信仰。
Matthew 28 says, "Go make disciples."
在马太福音的二十八章说，你们要去使万民做你的门徒。
That's a command for each one of us.
这是对我们每一个人的呼召。
We must share our faith with those who are lost.
我们一定要去为主来做见证，分享你的信仰。
Point number four, if you love the Lord.If you want to serve the Lord, you must follow the Lord. Point four.
第四点，如果你爱主，如果你服侍主，你一定要跟随主。
This can be hard.
可能会很难。
Jesus says, "Be strong and courageous."
主说你要坚强，你要勇敢。
Even for the strongest Christians, there's the realization of sufferings and persecution and alienation.From this world.
即使是对虔诚的基督徒来说，可能有一个潜在的结果令他们觉得恐惧，就是意识到跟随主可能让他们遇到苦难，让他们遇到迫害，可能会被别人疏远。
The Christian walk is not easy.
跟随主的道路不是轻省的。
Discipleship can be hard.
作为门徒可 可能很难。
But Jesus says, follow me.
但是主基督耶稣说，跟随我。
Follow him unconditionally.
无条件地跟随他。
And Jesus promises that there will be rest and restoration with him and him alone.
按照主基督耶稣应许说，安息和复兴会从主基督耶稣开始。
So maybe you're like Simon today. Are you dwelling on your past failures?
你也许今天像彼得一样沉迷于你自己的失败当中。
Aren't we glad for John chapter 21?
我们是不是很开心当我们读到约翰福音的第二十一章？
The Bible teaches us about the restoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
圣经教导我们主基督耶稣复活了。
But it also teaches about resurrection for believers.
它也教导我们，我们作为相信主基督耶稣的信徒，我们也复活了。
That we're raised to walk in newness of life.
我们复活之后会走到新的生命当中。
And believers can fall out of fellowship with Jesus.
基督的门徒可能会跌倒。
But the gospel means that broken relationships can be restored through Jesus.
但是福音意味着与神的破裂的关系可以通过恢复，通过主基督耶稣来恢复。
But you must accept the invitation from Jesus.
你必须接受主基督耶稣的邀请。
Jesus was seeking Peter in restoration with him.
主基督耶稣会找到彼得来跟他和好。
If you love Jesus, serve him and follow him.
如果你爱主，你要服侍主，跟随主。
And today, despite your failures and my failures and even our best efforts, Jesus is inviting us all to come and have breakfast with him.
今天尽管很多时候你失败了，或者有的时候你用了自己最大的努力，但是今天在这里，主基督耶稣邀请你一起来跟他早餐，进入他的安息。
Jesus is inviting you to rest with him.
主基督耶稣邀请你在与他一起安息。
To spend time with him.
花时间与他一起。
And he's inviting you to experience true grace.
主基督耶稣邀请你来体验从神而来的恩典。
Not because we've earned it.
不是因为我们做了什么。
But because you love him.
因为基于对主基督耶稣的爱。
Will you accept the invitation today?
你会接受这个邀请吗今天？
Revelation 22:17 ends with an invitation.
就在启示录的第22章17节结束，是以归向基督，是以归向基督的邀请而结束。
The Bible itself ends with an invitation to come to Jesus.
所以圣经结束于邀请你来归向耶稣。
Salvation is not based on performance.
救恩不是在于你自己的业绩，你自己的表现。
But about resting in the love of God demonstrated when he offered his son Jesus.
而是安息在神的爱中，这种爱呢，是通过主的儿子在十字架上牺牲来得到了体现。
And this is perhaps the hardest part of Christianity, is accepting and receiving a free gift.
也许这是基督教最难理解的事情，就是这个救恩是免费的礼物，你要去接受这份免费的礼物。
And if you love Jesus, he will continue to mold you into what he wants you to be.
如果你真的爱神，主基督耶稣会改变你，改变成一个他喜悦的样子。
Jesus can forgive you just like he forgave Peter.
基督会饶恕你，就像他当初饶恕彼得一样。
Jesus paid it all on the cross for you and I.
耶稣在十字架上付了所有的工价。
He died for us on the cross.
在十字架上，他为我们的罪 而死。
But the story doesn't end there.
但是故事不是在这里结束了。
He was raised to new life on the third day.
So 他在第三天复活了。
He bore our sin on the cross.
他把我们的罪也钉到了十字架上。
So that we could have fellowship with him.
所以我们可以重新恢复与他的关系。
Today the invitation is yours with Jesus.
So 今天这个邀请与主一起。
Will you accept the invitation?
你会接受这个邀请吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord.
亲爱的主，亲爱的天父，我们爱你。
Thank you that you forgive us of our sin.
谢谢你原谅了我们的罪恶。
Thank you, Lord, that if we confess our sin, you will forgive it.
谢谢主，只要我们认自己的罪，你就会原谅我们的罪。
Lord, use us for your great glory.
请使用我为了荣耀神。
It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
主基督耶稣的名我们祷告。
I want to invite the worship team to come and perform our invitation. But if you want to receive Jesus, today is the day. The Bible says today